Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're looking for a little inspiration as you try to build a life you love, then this is it. You have come to the right place. Every week, I try to give you a few tips to help you organize and automate your life so you can have more room for what truly matters most. Do you know one good thing about summer? It's perfectly fine to roll out of bed, throw on a cap over a messy bun. If you're watching this on YouTube, this is exactly what I did today. And call it a day. At Simplified, we love a cute baseball cap, which is why we've designed a line of adorable hats just for you. Whether you pick the blue pineapple or white honeybee or any other of our designs, these caps are a cute and classic way to keep you shaded while you have fun in the sun. You can pick up one of our simplified hats at emilylay.com. So I love being a born and raised Florida girl. I grew up in Pensacola on the Florida Panhandle, where my husband Brian and I are raising our own kids now. And needless to say, I love everything about being near the water. I love the way the sun warms my skin on a breezy morning. I love the way my toes feel when they curl into sand as I sink into a beach chair for an afternoon of reading and watching the kids build sandcastles. I love wading into the surf for a quick dip and feeling the stress slowly seep out of my body as the water washes over me. I love to close my eyes and drift off with the rhythm of rolling waves rocking me to sleep. Whether I'm at the beach or near the pool, water is really healing for me. I know I'm not the only one. So what is it about water that gives it such magical healing powers? While the water relaxes me, I think about my kids, who don't exactly view the water as relaxing so much as a souped-up playground that brings new ways to have fun, like pool noodles and water gun fights and jumping off the diving board and everything in between. Nothing makes my kids sleep more soundly than spending a day near the water. It doesn't matter where you are, whether you live near the coast like me or you plan to hit up the neighborhood pool this summer, the water is a great place to spend a day or 20 with your people. I've spent many of my days by the water, and I've got a few suggestions on what to bring along so that you can have the very best beach or pool day ever. So let's dive right in. No pun intended, of course. Number one, get a swimsuit you love. All right, I have many thoughts on this. Hi, I have birthed 3 children and 2 at one time. I think we all know the struggle of finding a swimsuit that's super cute and also has some coverage that makes us feel comfortable enough to move around. I have bought and returned maybe 9 million suits in my day. Ask Brian Lay. Every time another one comes in the mail, he's like, really? And I tell him, you don't understand the struggle. But there's one that I really, really love, and it is like my ride or die swimsuit. It is from J. Crew. It's honestly like one of my favorite swimsuits of all time. It's a gingham one piece. It's strapless. It is so cute, and it is so flattering, and has great coverage in all the right places. Seriously, it's great. It also comes in a lot of different colors and patterns. And it also has a removable strap. And because it's strapless, you don't get crazy tan lines. Am I right? So anyway, I will link this suit and all the fun things we talk about today in the show notes, and you can find those at emilylay.com/podcast. So don't feel like you have to take a ton of notes right now. But FYI, this suit sells out fast, and J. Crew is always doing sales. So if you're interested in it, run over to the show notes and grab yours like right now. Well, not right now, when this is over. Okay, number two, a waterproof and durable beach bag. So I can't be the only one who packs up half the house just to go to the beach for an afternoon. Between sunscreen and books and toys and snacks, there's just so much to bring. My all-time favorite bag to carry it all in is from a brand called Bog. And it is like this huge rubber tote that holds so many things. It comes with zipper compartments to help keep little items secure and together. And I really love this bag because it's waterproof. So since it's rubber and it has holes in it, it's almost like the material of Crocs, you know, the shoes. And that makes it really easy to clean, meaning you can easily hose the 3 pounds of sand and snack crumbs off of it. So not only is the bog bag really easy to care for, it also just holds a ton of stuff. Towels, sunscreen, hats, toys. It fits all the things so easily into one bag. The bog bag is lately like really hard to find. So I'll link to some in the show notes, but Amazon used to have them. I know a lot of like boutiques, that those kinds of retail stores carry them. So you could check there, but also just do a quick Google search and you might find them at some very random places. I actually just recently bought a small version for my soccer mom duties and I bought that one at Shoe Station. All right. Number three, amazing, amazing beach towels. Now, let me tell you about my favorite beach towels, and then I'm going to tell you about my second runner-up favorite beach towels that I just recently discovered. So my favorite beach towels are from Target. I'm sure that doesn't surprise any of you. These towels are huge. They're super soft. They shake the sand off pretty easily, and not to mention, they're adorable. These have a stripe pattern that come in multiple colors, and when I saw the navy and Kelly green option, I knew I needed to buy about six of them. But P.S., pro tip, always bring one or two more towels than you think you need. Leave them in the car so you can sit on them on the way home. This way, your car is a little more protected from the sand and the sunscreen and the water, and cleanup is super easy. Now, I recently discovered on Amazon some dry fit towels, and they fold up really small because they're so thin, and the sand shakes right off of them because they don't have like the fibers that fluffy towels have. So also look into those. Now, those kinds of towels are not the best for sitting on. Like if you're at a pool and you're going to sit on your towel to have like a picnic lunch or something like that, they're not as soft and comfortable as the fluffy towels, but they do the job, they dry really fast, and they pack up super small. Number four, sunscreen. Listen, I know some of us have an aversion to sunscreen. It can feel sticky and greasy and plain annoying, but hear me when I say that sunscreen really is the most important item in your beach bag. Everybody needs to wear it and reapply every couple of hours to make sure you are protected. And if you're taking some kids for a day by the water, teaching them to put on sunscreen every day, especially when they spend time in the sun, will help them keep the habit later in life. And as a mom pushing 40, I will tell you, I really wish younger Emily had listened to this advice and worn sunscreen every single day. But sunscreen also doesn't have to be sticky and gross. There's a brand I love called Super Goop that makes sunscreen that actually, it goes on really smoothly, doesn't leave any sticky mess behind. They've got a ton of different kinds, but a good general sunscreen they make is called the Everyday Play Lotion in SPF 50. It's super lightweight, perfect for sensitive skin, and it's waterproof. My Brady is really sensitive to sunscreen. He's my very fair kid, and he will react to different sunscreens sometimes. So we've had a really long adventure of finding good sunscreens for him. Super Goop is great. Also, the Neutrogena Wet Kids sunscreen is really good. We love the stick for the face, but I buy that in a pinch. I try to always keep Super Goop on hand, and they make it in like this really big pump type bottle too, that just, it's just great. Anyway, it's Super Goop's everything you could want for a day by the water. It doesn't smell like sunscreen, which in and of itself makes this sunscreen an absolute top pick. Now, this is, if you take anything from this podcast, I want you to take this little bit of information. Also, Super Goop makes an even more lightweight sunscreen called Unseen Sunscreen, and it's SPF 40. Hear me when I say this is the perfect sunscreen because you truly do not even know it's there. It's a great primer under makeup. I wear it every single day. I've also got my kids wearing it every single day, even if it's not summertime, but the sunscreen really helps a lot. If you're like me, you want to be sure the products in your home are healthy for your family and the planet. That's why I love Grove Collaborative. Grove takes the guesswork out of going green. Whether you're shopping for hand soap or laundry detergent or clean beauty, Grove makes it easy to get the sustainable products you need when you need them. And right now, Grove has a super offer for new customers. You can get a free Mrs. Meyers gift set with your first order of $30 or more. You get Mrs. Meyer's multi-surface spray, dish soap, and hand soap, plus a Grove Collaborative walnut scrubber sponge. What an awesome deal. To get your free gift set, just go to emilylay.com/grove and place your first order for $30 or more today. That's emilylay.com/grove to sign up and get your free Mrs. Meyer's gift set when you spend $30 on your first order. All right, friends, let's get back to the show. All right, number five, an insulated cooler. We all know that the best part of a beach or pool day is the snacks. Everything just tastes better when you eat it by the water. And when you're putting together drinks and sandwiches for your water day, I recommend reaching for this Scout Ferris cooler. It is a soft side cooler with an adjustable strap. I use mine all the time. I actually keep it on my mud rack. I keep it out because we use it so much, which makes it super easy to carry around. And the best part, this thing keeps your stuff cold for a very long time, even in the Florida sun. So it comes in super cute patterns like stripes and gingham, and they even have a very cute whale print as well. So what do you put in your cooler? I always ask my kids when they come home from camp or school or whatever, what did your friends have for lunch today? And they're always like, why do you ask me this? But I just think it's so interesting to know what other people do for tactical things like this. So like your beach cooler, your pool cooler, I want to know what you put in it. It just gives me ideas. For me, for my family, we pack a ton of bottled water and LaCroix. I love LaCroix. We also will do sandwiches and fruit cups. And sometimes I'll pack little baggies of like charcuterie type things for the grownups. This is the perfect time to raid the deli section of the grocery store. It's cheaper than buying snacks at the beach. And you don't have to mash up some guacamole or cut up fruit. It's a win-win for everyone. Number six, a big hat. Okay, so when it comes to spending time in the sun, I'm always going to be the first girl in line. But as I've gotten older, like I said, I've become much more diligent about taking care of my skin, hence my obsession with Supergoop. But now I also like wearing a hat at the beach. So I recommend this packable straw hat from J. Crew. It's super cute. It goes with any outfit you're wearing while you're on the beach or after. And the brim is wide enough to keep the sun away from your eyes and protects your ears. But it's not so wide that it feels like you'll bump into doors if you try to find a bathroom. So this hat also comes in several different sizes. So I think just about anybody would love it. Now, I also found a really cute hat recently on Amazon. It's the kind that opens and closes, if that makes sense, in the back, and it doesn't cover the top of your head. So make sure you put sunscreen on your part, because I recently sunburned my part in my hair. Let me tell you how not fun that was. The next day when I went to brush my hair, and number one, it hurt really bad, and number two, it was peeling. That was the whole thing. So anyway, this doesn't have a top. It just goes around the sides of your head. I promise it's really cute. And in the back, it secures with a bow. And I love it because I do not have a small head. That's a weird thing to say, but I don't. And so sometimes hats are tight on me. And so I love this particular hat and the packable hat. It just depends on what kind you're looking for, but definitely check out both of them. All right, number seven, a good summer book. If you're new here, hi, I'm Emily, and reading is my favorite all year round. But there's something just so relaxing about reading a good book in the sun. If you need some recommendations for good books, check out podcast episode 18, where I talked about my top five book picks for the summer. And if you need a good book or two, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, go download that episode if you haven't already. There's so many good books that we talked about. And finally, number eight, toys for the kids and the grownups. Like I said, there's something about playing by the water that brings the most joy out of kids and grownups alike. And if you're at the pool, be sure to bring a pool noodle or two, maybe even some floaties or an inflatable inner tube, maybe even a paddleboard. And who doesn't love a good water gun fight? They're perfect to carry around to surprise a husband snoozing in a lounge chair. Not that I've done it before, or might be doing it soon. If you're going to the beach, there's even more opportunity for toys. Melissa and Doug makes the cutest little play sets for the little ones. Caroline and Tyler loved this little set that helped them make sand cupcakes. Yes, sand cupcakes. And ice cream cones when they were itty bitty. And if your kids are older Or even if it's just a grown-up's day, pack a football or a volleyball, even like a beach ball or a frisbee. They're just so fun to throw around. And here is a mom pro tip. Put all the kids' toys in a bucket they can carry around and use to build sandcastles with. It's one less thing that you have to carry. And no matter where you go, either the beach or the pool, music is a must, right? The JBL brand makes this waterproof, it's like a portable speaker, and I love it. We use it all the time. This thing makes it easy to like slip it into your bag and turn on your favorite beachy playlist wherever you are. And there you have it. There's nothing better, as we all know, than spending a day by the water with the people you love. Whether it's an inflatable pool in the backyard with a cold glass of lemonade in your hand, or you're sunning yourself by the turquoise waters of your favorite beach, spending time away from screens and work and school and everything else is something we all need. As we close out this episode, I would love to pray a little blessing over you as you get ready to spend some time in rest and refreshment. I hope you carve out some time this summer to slow down and soak in the warmth of the sun. I hope you connect with your loved ones and spend some well-deserved time laughing and playing together. And through it all, I hope you create new memories you can take with you long after the sun sets on your relaxing day. As always, I like to leave a little tip to help you put what we've talked about today into practice. So here is your task for this week. If you go to the beach or the pool regularly, you can make sure your bag is ready to go without shopping or repacking it every single trip. Stock up on your favorite sunscreen. Keep a few extra beach towels on hand. Buy a few tattered paperbacks at the used bookstore so you always have some good reading material on tap. Put a spot for beach or pool day snacks into your regular grocery store rotation. And always keep the bucket of toys by the beach bag. Trust me, having supplies on hand will make preparing for your day by the water a little more smooth and get you into relaxation mode just a little more quickly. Thank you so much for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope this episode helps you carve out some time in the sun so that you can create memories with your loved ones that'll last a lifetime. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, where you can check out links and resources I mentioned here, and you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. Plus, for more simplicity tips, you can find me on Instagram at Emily Lay and also at Simplified. And did you know you can watch the Simplified podcast on video? It's true. They're so easy to share with friends too. You can head over to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/simplifiedbyemilylay and subscribe today so you never miss an episode. If you liked what you've heard on the show today, then you'll love my brand new book, Growing Boldly, Dare to Build a Life You Love, which is in stores right now wherever you buy books. And one last thing, I can't tell you how much it means to me to spend time with you here each week. If you enjoy the show as much as I love making it, I would love it if you would hop over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. That's one of the most powerful ways we can get this show into the hands of more people who might enjoy it. That is all for now. Until next time, thank you so much for listening.